I wanted to start with CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, something that you have supported, of course. President Trump actually tweeted this morning that he thinks there needs to be a permanent solution to the program, not a short-term one. The continuing resolution allows for a six-year reauthorization. Do you think that's enough time for the program?
Well, it's a lot better. It was the previous bill, which was $8 billion, was 5 years. So this is longer than the previous bill. I mean, I don't really spend a lot of time commenting on the president's tweet. If I tweets, I'd be talking all day on stuff that there's no way I know what's really going on with the president. All I know is this is by us. This is going to be included in the CR. So this is part of that CR package. It's 6 years. It's scored as bringing in money, and it's needed. There are states that are running out of money, so it's a big deal.
You think the CHIP program is a big deal?
Well, I think it's all a big deal, but CHIP is definitely a big deal.
And I think one thing that Democrats have said is a big deal, I spoke to your colleague across the aisle, Sherry Bustos, about this yesterday, is DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Representative, what to your mind needs to happen with this program?
Well, it's not going to be part of the CR. I think we are moving in a great direction, but the Democrats are, you know, they are saying that there's some deadline Friday. There's no deadline on Friday. DACA is DACA. DACA is an issue that may be a deadline in March, but we're far from March. And unfortunately, they're trying to leverage this when we want to keep the government open. We want to pay for CHIP spending for 6 years. We want to increase money to the military. You know, we've had approximately 100 military deaths last year. 20 was in combat. 80 was in training exercises. And the stories are out there about how we have not funded our military to the appropriate amount, and it's hurt in our training and our readiness. Then you throw in the medical device tax issue. You throw in the Cadillac tax. I'm really, and then you keep the government open, which is what everybody wants to do. So I'm not sure what is there not to like about the CR.
And in terms of DACA, regardless of taking it apart from the budget resolution and what Democrats are saying, what's your position on DACA? What would you like to see happen?
Well, we've always been about a comprehensive immigration policy, and there's really a lot of good discussion going on. My district, as you noted in the intro, is 33 counties. It's a very conservative area. So the question is, in a conservative part of the state of Illinois, what is our approach to immigration? And this is part of the immigration. This is part of the illegal immigration portion of the immigration debate. So having said that, Americans are very compassionate. We want to keep families united. We want to make sure that these dreamers or the DACA kids that they have legal status. But we're not for immediate amnesty and citizenship. So as we're dealing with that, there's border security, there's chain migration, there's issues on the lottery system, other things that there are bills out there that, you know, you've got a bill with Lindsey Graham and Senator Durbin. You've got a House bill people are discussing by Bob Goodlatte and Michael McCall from Homeland Security. You've got Raul Labrador from Idaho. A lot of members who have had different positions on this whole debate are sitting down trying to find the common ground on something that we can move and addressing legal status for this section of the immigrant population is something that will be included.